Although the well-off were hit hardest, the budget disappointed those who expected an old-style Labor budget focused on distribution. But there is some clawing back of tax dodges and tax transfers to the well-to-do, and it will increase over time. Economics correspondent Stephen Long.
Tax and super perks axed, high-income earners slugged. That's what the headlines on the Financial Review say, and the budget was sold as tough on those at the top. Last night on PM, the economist Chris Richardson and the commentator Brian Toohey were less than convinced.
It's cream puff stuff. All promise, no delivery, I'm afraid, on the cuts.
It certainly wasn't tough in terms of attacking upper-class welfare, and it's a topsy-turvy sort of social welfare system because the benefits of super go far and away to those who are on high incomes.
But there is some pain for the well-off, and the winding back of upper-class welfare, as Brian Toohey calls it, will gather pace over time. Take family payments, for example. Labor had already put a means test on the previously universal Family Tax Benefit Part B for stay-at-home parents. This budget freezes that threshold at $150,000, meaning more families will miss out on the payment as incomes rise. Working families, right at the top of the Family Payments Part A threshold, get hit too. They won't get increases for 3 years. And family payments won't grow like they used to either. They'll now be indexed to inflation instead of effectively indexed to average weekly wages. Then there's super. Salary sacrificing into superannuation has been an easy income tax avoidance measure for the well-off. Under changes introduced by the last government, people have been able to dodge high personal income tax by depositing big sums in super. But the amount they can dump into super has now been halved to $50,000 or $25,000, depending on their age. It's a change that hits just 1% of income earners, but Treasury says it saves $2.8 billion in lost revenue over 4 years. But it hasn't satisfied the critics. Bill Mitchell, Professor of Economics at the University of Newcastle.
Well, look, the rort is still there. I mean, you can sacrifice now $50,000, depending upon what age you have, at a 15-cent tax rate instead of your marginal tax rate. So clearly they've wound some back. There is some loss there for individuals in those positions, very small number, but not a significant impact upon the budget, either short-term or long-term, and certainly not a major equity revision.
Professor Mitchell says it's all tinkering at the margins.
The way I see it is that if you're going to stand back and allow unemployment to rise to high-end 8% by the end of 2011, which is the government's ambition, then the equity losses there drown any of the equity gains that you might get from these phased-in, very small tinkerings at the edge of, you know, superannuation and private health insurance and things like that. One of the greatest sources of inequity is unemployment, and for the government to bring down a very large budget and not have any direct job creation to soak up the substantial unemployment that they're going to witness and preside over is the largest equity loss of the package, I think.
Some are more positive. Peter Whiteford is from the Social Policy Research Centre at the University of New South Wales. He says the Labor budget does hit the top and help the bottom.
Well, it's a mixed budget and it's very hard to be definitive, but it looks to me as if that's a reasonably accurate description in a broad sense. Because while the budget or the previous budget gave higher tax cuts to higher income groups, this budget claws back, in some cases, quite a substantial amount of those tax cuts. And it also gives very substantial increases in disposable incomes to age pensioners and disability pensioners and carers who tend to be quite poor and at the bottom of the distribution.
But the losses for high-income earners will be offset, and for many more than offset, by tax cuts worth about $3,000 over 2 years. And by easing the pain in over time, Labor is minimising its own political pain. As one tax lawyer says, they seem to be taking the politically prudent action of pushing most of the burden onto tomorrow's well-to-do.
Stephen Long.